I'm here, I'm just not talking, giving the voice a little rest.
You can scream and shout with all your might, dig in your heels and hold on tight. Either you are wrong or I am right.
I can make any Republica jokes. Focus. We're going to talk about cucked Satanists, and we're going to wrap this up in this episode. That's the lie I'm telling you right now. That is the delusion is great in the great one today. All right, let's go. Let me fucking around. I do not want this to fucking stretch out any longer. I have other things I would like to podcast about that are more interesting, but this is so entertaining, at least to me. Maybe a lot of you are going, who gives a fuck, because you're just, this is entertaining to me, being an actual Satanist, being an Orthodox. Here I am. Who knew that one day we would be sitting around talking about Orthodox Satanism versus cuck Satanism. I don't even know exactly what the word Orthodox means in the fucking, when it applies to religion. I might be using a word I shouldn't even be using. I don't even fucking know, because I'm not a religious scholar. I should probably Google the word, or because that's what you do. I should probably look up the word Orthodox and find out. Hold on. See, here you go. Oh, great one. You're not going to tangent. And here we are. It's like, like a woman walking down the street. Every time I see a dog, I have to go pet it. Oh, it's a pup. Oh, I love pups. It's a doggy. Oh. All right. So fucking, how long are we going to tangent in dogs today? How much time will I spend tangenting measured in dogs? Probably about 4 corgis worth of tangenting. R.S. I have this thing in my hand. It's called a dictionary. It's printed on paper. A lot of you will not know what that is. See, here's the great thing, too, about having a printed dictionary from... God, how old is this thing? 1988. See, the thing about having a printed dictionary is that the words in the dictionary don't change. The meanings of words don't get changed like they do on the internet. Because right now, if I looked up Orthodox on the internet, it'll probably say something like, Orthodox, a word used to describe religions which are adhered to by white nationalists. I'm not going to have that problem with this. Here we go. Orthodox. Let's see if that can fall that over. See if I can fall that over. That was not a sentence either. Orthodox. conforming to the usual beliefs or established doctrines, as in religion, politics, etc., approved or conventional. Conforming to the Christian faith as formulated in the early, creeds and confessions. Okay, strictly conforming to rites and traditions of Judaism as formulated by the Torah, designation, or any of the churches comprised in the Eastern Orthodox Church. All right, so yeah. Orthodox, conforming to the usual beliefs or established doctrines. Okay, yes. Orthodox Satanism, as in conforming to the actual beliefs in the Satanic Bible, as opposed to this weird seven fundamental tenets of the Cuck Satan Church. All right, well, here's where we left off in the previous. So these people who believe in evolution don't believe in evolution because they don't believe in social Darwinism. They don't think that, here it says, the theory that human groups and races are subject to the same laws of natural selection. So they don't think that human groups and races are subject to the laws of natural selection. So let's see. That would mean they don't. So then why did people with dark skin evolve in Africa where it's sunnier all the time and people with light skin evolved up in Europe where it's colder? So they literally, social Darwinism is defined as the theory that human groups and races are subject to the same laws of natural selection as Charles Darwin had perceived in plants and animals and nature. They literally, Hitler, believe that humans are not subject to natural selection. These are people who claim they believe in science. Whew. Okay, let's keep going. From the social Darwinist perspective, charity for the weak diminishes the overall well-being of the population, propagating dysfunctions that would otherwise eradicate themselves if only allowed to perish in natural conditions. That is exactly true. Once again, this is why there's riots right now in all these major cities, because in these cities, the state has bred all of these poor people so that there will be people there to keep voting, to do the democracy thing, to be welfare recipients, so that you could promise them more welfare in exchange for their votes. I mean, yes, that statement is completely true. I explained this before. Giraffes were evolving, right? Giraffes evolved to have a long neck because they had to get up high to get the food. If somebody would have come along and all the short giraffes, if they would have picked them up and lifted them to the tall branches so they could eat, giraffes wouldn't have developed long necks now, would they? We see it happening right now with all the, why is it that suddenly there's all these people that are physically, why is it that all these genetic diseases there's more than ever? Why are there more mentally ill people than ever? Why are there more poor people than ever? There was a time if you couldn't afford the kids, you didn't have any fucking kids. If you had kids, you had to find a way to support them. Now, shit, you just pop out the babies and the government prints more money, money printer go burr, and they give it to you. Yes, we are breeding. We, the royal we, the state is breeding, and we're going to call it what they are, inferior people. Because democracy needs inferior people. Because if you don't need the state doesn't need you. The state needs inferior people to give them free money in exchange for them voting for the state. The seeming brutality of this position, it's not brutal, it's reality. When a fucking lion eats a gazelle, it's not fucking brutal, it's reality. It's how evolution works. Okay? And which animals get eaten, which herbivores get eaten by the carnivores typically? The weak, the sick, it's the culling process. See, we've eliminated that from human society. There's no longer any culling of the weak and the sick. And we're making it worse right now with the fucking Wuhan, with everybody isolating themselves. Now we're weakening the collective immune system even more. That all of this is part of the breeding of the inferior people. The inferior is not just a mental, emotional, intellectual IQ thing. The physically inferior, with the state feeds everybody shitty fucking processed food, they become inferior physically. People don't work out. They don't lift weights. They're overweight. Now everyone's destroying their immune system by walking around fucking social distancing and hiding in their basements, breathing recycled air instead of going outside and breathing fresh air. I mean, unless you're in a city shithole, then there is no fresh air because you're in a shithole city. But all of this, it is creating people who are physically inferior, but they're physically capable of banging with some other fat person and spitting out some fat kids, and then money printer go burr. The seeming brutality of this position is believed, it's not believed, it is, to be offset by a sense of compassion for the greater good and the long-term integrity of the human gene pool. Yes. The long-term integrity of the human gene pool is more important than you virtue signaling over two people with Down syndrome getting married and having a baby. It is. The long-term integrity of the human gene pool should be the most fucking important thing on the planet to the human species. The fact that it is not is a huge part of the fucking problem. Once again, if the long-term integrity of the gene pool is not important, explain to me why the Jews only breed with other Jews, Jews, Jews. Why Israel is a Jewish, Jewish, Jewish state. Why Jews, Jews, Jews are encouraged to breed with other Jews, Jews, Jews. Once again, the long-term integrity of the Jew gene pool is, of course, critical and important and must be maintained. It's only the long-term integrity of the white European gene pool that needs to be polluted and diluted and shit in. Physical disease, as well as mental incompetence, survive and propagate within a culture of misguided sympathy that preferences these conditions with counterproductive humanitarianism. Yes, exactly. People with genetic diseases. Once again, we're not talking about, because I know some of my listeners get confused sometimes when I'm going between statism and Ancapidice. We're not talking about Ancapidice because most of these problems don't exist in Ancapidice. Talking about a statist society, okay? In a statist society where you have a government to do the things you can't do, like make flat places on the ground, in a statist society, mentally retarded should be sterilized. People with genetic diseases should be sterilized. You don't like that? Well, that's because you don't give a fuck about the long-term integrity of the human gene pool because you're a piece of shit. I know. I understand that it feels good, once again, for like somebody with Down syndrome and somebody with mental illnesses to get together and spit out a baby, which will subsequently be abused. But I don't care how you feel. The long-term integrity of the gene pool is more important than your feelings. It really is. And the fact that this has been lost sight of, except of course for the Jews, This is why Western civilization is dead. Darwin and Satan. Anton LaVey, editor of a book he entitled The Satanic Bible, embraced social Darwinism as the scientific counterpoint to what he saw as Christianity's imposition of a deleterious illusion of altruism. While traditional social Darwinist, God, why can I not read? God, why can I not read? Well, great one, it's because you're an idiot. And then the conservative Republic cucks look up and they go, God, why do black people not vote Republican, even though we fought a civil war to free them from slavery? God looks down and says, because since then, all you've done is fuck them over with the war on drugs. And the Republic cucks stick their fingers in their ears and go, la 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 la. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. La 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 la. Anton LaVey embraced social Darwinism as the scientific counterpoint to what he saw as Christianity's imposition of a deleterious illusion of altruism. While traditional social Darwinists arbitrarily categorize people into groups and races, often as a means for justifying colonialism and racism. Once again, see the progressiveness? Traditional social Darwinists, traditional, categorize people into groups and races. You can't categorize people into groups and races. See, that's traditional Darwinism. That's bad. We can't categorize people into groups and races. Now, we can absolutely, with all certainty, say that all white people are racist. We can say that the Jews are God's chosen people. But, you see, we can't categorize people into groups and races. We can say that black lives matter. But we can't categorize people into groups and races. Because, you see, that's a means for justifying colonialism and racism. Remember, guys, these are Satanists. Is this not the most cucked shit you've ever heard in your life? And you could literally take this, change, you know, the words, and put it on the website of any fucking Democrat who's running for office. You really could. Okay. LaVey focused solely on the merits of the individual, judged upon talent, intelligence, and contribution rather than pedigree. As it should be. LaVey is correct about that. To LaVey, the post-Nazi, we are Nazis! See, how long did it take us to get to Nazis? To LaVey, the post-Nazi era renunciation of social Darwinist ideas was an example of throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Each individual, according to LaVey, is a self-interested animal. No, each individual is a self-interested animal. It's not according to LaVey, okay? Each person alive is interested in themselves. People who have no interest in themselves die really fast. Except now, of course, the government keeps those people alive because those people vote Democrat. The individualist, social Darwinist philosophy is the core of LaVeyan Satanism. LaVey himself once described the concept of Satanism as, quote, just Ayn Rand's philosophy with ceremony and ritual added, unquote. Not seeing any problems here. While non-theistic in his treatment of Satan, ostensibly regarding the adversity, what? While non-theistic in his treatment of Satan, ostensibly regarding the adversity as not a personal deity but a metaphor for rebellion, LaVey's belief in the power... Okay, LaVey doesn't believe in Satan. LaVey's belief in the power of magic was artfully and probably intentionally unclear in his writings. Which I'll agree with that. That's the first truthful statement. Well, they've made truthful statements. They're just trying to sling mud in the process. But that's true. He denied that the power of magic, which he believed was harnessed through rote pageantry in the ritual chamber, could be described as supernatural as opposed to merely as yet unexplained by science. However, LaVey's own descriptions of magical successes, from deadly hexes to unexplained healings, were as scientifically unjustified as any supernatural claims to magical influence. Even LaVey's non-theism is uncertain. Upon his death, his partner and biographer, Blanche Barton, insisted that LaVey did in fact, quote, believe in the devil. Quote, he did believe in the devil, unquote, insisted Barton, a blonde woman who is the mother of LaVey's then four-year-old son, Xeres. Quote, he believed in magic, he practiced it religiously, unquote. So yes, we should take the word of a woman who got knocked up by LaVey and probably hates him and, you know, wants some of his money now that he's dead and everything else. We should definitely take her word over all the things that he's written. Because, you know, believe women. Women don't lie. Okay. From a purely materialistic perspective, it is hard to accept the seventh of LaVey's 11 satanic rules of the earth, which states that one must acknowledge the power of magic, blah, blah, blah. We read that. It's not that hard to accept. I explained it already. Now, here's what's awesome. Listen to this. You know how the symbol for the Cynical Libertarian Society nowadays, I got rid of the Obama thing, it's the not equal sign? The Church of Satan began marketing an anti-equality polo shirt in March 2015, just 3 months before the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. Their polo shirt has the non-equal sign on it. This is what I'm saying. Great minds think alike. The Church of Satan and myself, independently of each other, both latched onto the not equal sign as a symbol. They put it on a fucking shirt. By the way, I'm trying to put it on some fucking products, and gee, as with everything else, it's so complicated. Everything has to be so complicated. Can I put a fucking image on a fucking sticker? Can we do this? No, we can't. It's too complicated. Anyway, if you want to buy one, the link will be in there. But then, so they did this just 3 months before the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. I mean, so what? Once again, this goes back to, this is another sign of progressives. Progressives believe that right and wrong are determined by legal and illegal. I mean, so what if the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage? I mean, if the Supreme Court legalizes pedophilia, is the cuck Church of Satan going to be on board with that? And the answer is yes. Yes, they will. They will absolutely be on board with it. While LaVey did not endorse the racialization of social Darwinist theory, he did differentiate the individual against the never very clearly defined masses. Now, the masses are very clearly defined. It's just, you don't understand the concept of the masses when you're a member of them. And everybody in the cuck Church of Satan is a member of the masses. The masses, the dehumanized herd against whom an alien elite of satanic superiors must fight to maintain their distinction. Yes, I mean, there's people that are walking around in public right now, down the sidewalk, nobody's near them, and they're wearing a muzzle. Those are the masses. Okay, the people walking around outside without a fucking muzzle, we are the superior. It's not rocket science, unless you're one of the inferior. Then yes, I understand why you can't figure it out. LaVey endorsed stratification. The first of his, and remember, the point of all this is they're trying to tell you all the bad things about LaVey, okay? So LaVey believed in magic. Okay, a little weird. LaVey was an individualist. Oh, God, no. LaVey believed in individual merit and you had to accomplish things. Oh, my goodness, no. LaVey believed people were not equal. Oh, my God, goodness, no. You know, LaVey believed that you should distinguish yourself from the masses. Oh my God, goodness, no! LaVey endorsed stratification, the first of his five-point program of, quote, goals/guidelines that are clear, concrete, and will affect significant changes, unquote, and, quote, the point on which all the others ultimately rest, unquote, though he never set any clear delineations upon which his stratification would be premised, only stating, quote. Okay, now remember, this quote I'm about to read you, this is supposed to demonize him. This is supposed to make him look bad. Okay, this quote is why I'm a Satanist. Here we go. Quote, no one should be protected from the effects of his own stupidity. Equality only translates to mediocrity and supports the weak at the expense of the strong. Water must be allowed to seek its own level without interference from apologist for incompetence. Unquote. No one should be protected from the effects of their own stupidity. At least not by the state. You could have that level of protection. Once again, that should be performed by your friends, your family, your church. But not the government, the way these cucks want it to be. Equality is mediocrity. If everyone is equal, everyone's the same. Equality is complete mediocrity. It supports the weak at the expense of the strong. That's called redistribution of wealth. Water must be allowed to seek its own level without interference. Okay? Men who are eights marry women who are eights. Men who are threes get stuck with women who are threes. Water seeks its own level. Some people will be engineers and build bridges. Some people will ask you if you want fries with that. Right, the cuck church of Satan is making out like this is a terrible thing. Because they're about equality and justice. The struggle for justice is ongoing. Oh, justice. It's right there in their seven fundamentals. The struggle for justice. Man, dude, LaVey would fucking strangle these people with his bare hands. If he saw what these cucks have done to his religion, he would lose his mind. All right, let's continue our attempt to demonize Anton LaVey. In his disdain for the masses, LaVey mirrored the opinions of another of his primary influences, Friedrich Nietzsche, or Nietzsche, depending on how you pronounce it. I don't know which one is right. Whose message in The Will to Power was that a, quote, declaration of war on the masses by higher men is needed, unquote. Because, quote, everywhere the mediocre are combining in order to make themselves master, unquote, otherwise known as democracy. That's what democracy is. That's when the mediocre people combine together and by sheer force of numbers make themselves the masters. And then you get riots and you get the Wuhan hoax and you get redistribution of wealth and you get dropping bombs on foreign countries and you get blowing up Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots. that everything we have around us right now is because of the masses, because they have been bred and bred and bred and bred, and thanks to democracy, whatever fucking thing they want in the moment, so they don't have to go do any work or get a job or anything else, they get it. This view was not entirely radical among the intelligentsia of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Notice how we keep talking about the late 19th. See, again, because, well, see, back in the old days when people were uneducated, they believed in things like social Darwinism, and they believed in things like humans are subject to evolution like plants and animals too. You know, that was back in the old days of the 19th century and the early 20th century. But see, now that we believe things like global warming and boys and girls are social constructs, you know, now, and only white people can be racist, you know, and the Jews are God's chosen people. See, now that we believe those sorts of things, we're so much more enlightened than these people back in the old days who thought that, you know, weak people would breed more weak people and strong people would breed more strong people. Now we know that evolution doesn't actually apply to humans. It only applies to animals and plants. The view is not entirely radical among the intelligentsia of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, who felt themselves displaced from their elevated status as cultural engineers by educational reforms that greatly expanded literacy, and alarmed by unprecedented population growth that gave rise to concerns regarding human quality control. The rising literacy did little to increase the quality of the population, according to this line of thinking, but it did much to diminish the quality of new literature that now attempted to appeal to these readers who had never bought a book before, nor could read them if they had, as lamented by George Bernard Shaw. Yes, because once again, look at entertainment today. Okay, here we go. Is everything being dumbed down? Yes. Remember, there was a day when people watched movies like Casablanca and they read books like, The Fountainhead or War and Peace. Nowadays, what do we have? We have Harry Potter. We have adults. We have women, not adults. What do women read? They read young adult fiction. Women, 50% of the population, reads books written for children. Harry Potter, Hunger Games, all these young adult novels. 50 Shades of Grey. And what do we have for movies? We have exactly the same thing. 50 Shades of Grey, Hunger Games, Harry Potter. I mean, yes, the books, the movies, the entertainment, it has all been dumbed down. And it's not just the women. I know I'm picking on the women right there, but no, it's been dumbed down for the men as well. I mean, okay, so you think about back in the day, what did the men do? The men gathered together at seems like there's a word for it that's not coming to me. But anyway, they would gather together wherever, the coffee shop, the local equivalent of Starbucks or the bar or whatever, right? The tavern, whatever. They'd gather together at the tavern. They'd smoke some cigars. They'd drink some scotch, probably not scotch. But they'd talk about ideas. Politics. It's around philosophize. You know, like Nietzsche and these guys be sitting around. Actually, I think Nietzsche was a shut-in. These guys be sitting around philosophizing. Designing steam engines. Doing shit. Now, what do men do? They watch football and drink beer. They watch a bunch of guys in tight pants running up and down a field touching each other's butts. They don't go play football. They don't go to the gym. They don't think. They sit there and watch sports ball, drink beer. Yes, everything has been dumbed down for the masses. It has been dumbed down for readers who have never bought books and couldn't read them if they had. George Bernard Shaw is exactly fucking right. An urgent need to diminish the masses and low-born Philistines thought to be congesting humanity's road to progress was felt to have a veneer of scientific credibility from the Malthusian theory. Oh my God. All right. See, this is what I'm saying. It just goes on and on and on. Did I really think that this was all worth reading? Jesus fucking Christ. It just goes on and on and on. Okay. So here they talk about the Malthusian. In case you don't know this, you probably do. He's the guy who said that human population growth was going to outpace the food supply. Okay, how many times have I talked about this? Paul Ehrlich, how many books has he written about how humans were all going to die of starvation because overpopulation would overtake the ability of us to grow food? He said we'd all die from starvation because there's more people than food in 1980. He said we'd all die of starvation in 1990. He said we'd all die of starvation in 2000. He said we'd all die of starvation in 2010. He said we'd all die of starvation in 2020. So then they're trying to dump the Malthusian theory on LaVey. Guys, it's your side. It's left-wing progressives who are fighting for justice who are the ones talking about overpopulation and how we're all going to die of starvation. That's your talking point. This is amusing and pathetic, but I can't subject you guys to this much more. In a late life interview, LaVey stated, quote, "I believe in stratification by allowing water to seek its own level. It's something that can and is being done. I'm all for a police state, no messing around. There should be an armed guard on every street corner. The Israelis have the right idea. School bus drivers and McDonald's managers carrying Uzis." Unquote. Now, I mean, if it's good enough for the Jews, why is it not good enough for us? I mean, wouldn't be any riots right now. Once again, if you're going to have a state of society, then let's have a fucking state of society where the criminal elements get shot. It continues, LaVeyan anti-authoritarianism, then, is based upon a self-justifying circular logic. Now remember, he's talking about circular logic. These are the same people who write shit like, "The struggle for justice is ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions." Okay? So justice is important, but justice is more important than laws and institutions. Well, if your justice doesn't come from laws and institutions, where's it coming from? Do you get to just make it up? So anyhow, it is the Satanist who does not submit to authority, but the Satanist is within rights to impose an autocratic rule over the masses. Well, yes, because the superior should rule over the inferior, or the inferior could go off and take care of themselves, but they can't because they're inferior. So yes, if the inferior are going to be parasitic on the superior, which is what they are, then the superior should rule over them. If you're going to have a state of society, the superior people should be in control. Now, also remember, the leftists will be the first ones to tell you who should run society, who should make our decisions. Well, it should be scientists. And why do the leftists think that scientists should make all the decisions? Because to the leftists, they think the scientists are superior. Right? So again, the idea that the superior should rule over the inferior is embraced by everyone, including the cuck church of Satan. This is not something unique to Anton LaVey. Every statist out there, right? All the fucking Republic cucks who freed the slaves and can't figure out why black people won't vote for them. Who do they think should rule the United States? Well, Republicans. So you ask them, are Republicans superior to Democrats? They're going to say yes. If you ask Democrats, who should rule the United States? Well, Democrats should. And then if you ask them, are Democrats superior to Republicans? They're going to say yes. Everybody thinks the superior should rule the inferior. The only fucking debate is who is superior and who's inferior. Jesus fucking Christ. Have any of you people at the cuck satanic temple ever actually interacted with other humans or had a thought in your life? By definition, according to LaVey, you don't actually have a quote for this, so this might be according to you. By definition, according to LaVey, the true Satanists are those who hold power, even popes. And conversely, even the self-identified Satanist in subjugation must merely be among the masses failing to live up to satanic ideals. That's an interpretation. Okay. Okay. This is good. This we've got to do. How are we on time? This is important. Given his convictions regarding a necessity for population control and human quality control, it is perhaps unsurprising that Anton LaVey supported eugenics, as do all intelligent people. Doesn't say that. I'm adding that. Though the Church of Satan is often quick to point out that LaVey's conception of eugenics was merely a matter of advocating informed genetic decision-making between breeding couples, not a mandatory social policy. However, this claim is belied in his posthumously published 1998 book, Satan Speaks, which I have not read, where LaVey made it clear that he does, in fact, advocate for compulsory birth control and sterilization. Quote, this is from an essay entitled The Third Side, The Uncomfortable Alternative. Quote, I am against abortion. Now, I know that may have just fried some of your brains that the founder of the Satanic Church is against abortion. But as you will soon discover, he's right. I'm completely in alignment with him on this. Once again, LaVey is right. That's why he's dangerous. That's why he has to be destroyed. I am against abortion. Yet I do consider a problem of overpopulation. Therefore, I advocate compulsory birth control. Unborn babies do not ask to be conceived. Once conceived, they should have loving, responsible parents, even if adoptive. A stupid, irresponsible woman, but he repeats himself, a stupid, irresponsible woman, implying that there's some other kind, a stupid, irresponsible woman, otherwise known as normal women, a stupid, irresponsible woman should not have the right to decide what she does with her own body when in all other things, her mind is being controlled by impersonal vested interest. An unborn child's father should influence the outcome of the pregnancy if it can be determined that he is more responsible than the mother, which again implies that there would be a situation where a woman would be more responsible than a man, which we know is not true because, yes, all women are like that. Okay, an unborn child's father should influence the outcome of the pregnancy if it can be determined that he is more responsible than the mother. If he is stupid, insensitive, and irresponsible, he should be sterilized. If he is stupid, insensitive, and responsible, he should be sterilized. I can't argue with this. I mean, these, to an extent, they're somewhat sterilized because they can't get sex, but yeah. We continue. Irresponsible parents, male or female, should simply be kept from conceiving children. Unquote. Yeah, irresponsible parents, male or female, should not be allowed to conceive children. If you can't afford kids, you don't have kids. Forced sterilization. I have no problem with it. Once again, just because you have a fucking sperm cell or an egg cell, that doesn't, you don't have some fucking magic right for other people to pay for your children. So again, see, in Ancapidice, this isn't a problem because there is no redistribution of wealth. But in a state of society, redistribution of wealth is a thing. Okay? If you're going to sit around and think you're entitled to other people's money, then other people have a vested interest in you not reproducing. If this hurts your feelings, you can go fuck yourself. Okay, blah, blah, blah. We're skipping here. We have a very lengthy attempt to present the Church of Satan supporters as Trump supporters, because that is, of course, the ultimate evil, is supporting Donald Trump. Okay, here we go. This is important. This, what I'm about to read to you, this is what the cucked Satanic Temple is opposed to. Okay, once again, this is them stating the things they are opposed to. This is written by Gilmore, the current head of the, because I'm having to jump back here. This is written by Gilmore, the current head of the Church of Satan. Okay, here's what he says. Quote, I'm just going to blow through this whole thing, then we'll do any analysis that's needed. Satanists see the social structure of humanity as being stratified. Thus, each person reaches a level commensurate with the development, or lack thereof, of their natural talents. The principle of the survival of the strong is advocated on all levels of society, from allowing an individual to stand or fall, to even letting those nations that cannot handle themselves take the consequences of this inability. Any assistance on all levels will be on a quid pro quo basis. There would be a consummate reduction in the world's population as the weak are allowed to experience the consequences of social Darwinism. Thus has nature always acted to cleanse and strengthen her children. This is harsh, but that is the way of the world. We embrace reality and do not try to transform it into some utopia that is contrary to the very fabric of existence. Practical application of this doctrine would see the complete cessation of the welfare system, an end to no strings attached foreign aid, and new programs to award and encourage gifted individuals in all fields to pursue personal excellence. A meritocracy will replace the practice of such injustices as affirmative action and other programs designed to punish the able and reward the undeserving. The cucked Satanic Temple is opposed to that. They're opposed to meritocracy. They're opposed to ending affirmative action. They're opposed to ending the welfare system. They're opposed to ending foreign aid. They're opposed to rewarding people based on their ability, as opposed to just giving people things for existing. Oh, God. Okay. And here's this long bit about how social Darwinism has been discredited, which it hasn't, because it's a real thing. Altruism. Oh God, here's a long bit where we try to convince you that altruism is a real thing. What do we got here? What do we got here? All right. Yeah, I think we're... I think we've had enough of this. I really do. I think we've just had enough. Then they go into a bit here that we're not reading. Wait, where is it? Oh, the Satanic Temple. Now they're talking about themselves. Now they're telling you how wonderful they are. The Satanic Temple does not subscribe to the prescriptive definitions of what current political fads deem left or right. We stand with Enlightenment principles. Enlightenment principles. Which at times can be viewed as liberal, as when we fight against the encroachments of so-called conservative theocrats, or can even be interpreted at times as conservative, as when we stand up for the preservation of the American constitutional principles that theocrats seek to revise, subvert, and nullify. Oh, so you guys would be in favor of the Second Amendment and you're opposed to gun control, right? I'm sure that's really happening. Sure, you guys are big supporters of the 10th Amendment and the part where the powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved for the states. I'm sure that's a thing, right? All right, we're done with this. Next coming up, we are going to talk about six women revealing, not their bodies, because their bodies are fat and unattractive. They're going to reveal why they became Satanists. It's going to be fascinating.